Welcome to the A Rich Life podcast, and I am your host, Alicia Richard. Girlfriend, I am obsessed with all things business, branding, and personal growth as a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I help you to navigate in this messy and magical thing called life as a highly talented individual. I'm a small town mom and a wife who's known as the singing photographer. I have been able to grow a successful photo business, and I am here to teach you how to grow your business. Branding, business, and personal growth, and even hardship are topics that we cover here on the podcast. So think of this as your one-stop shop as a creative girl boss. Pull up a seat, grab a notebook, and get cozy because we are about to learn. Don't forget to share with your business bestie and to write a review. And welcome to the A Rich Life podcast. Hello, 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 hello. I am Alicia Richard, and thank you so much for joining the A Rich Life podcast. Today, I am extremely excited about today's episode because we will be talking about how you could stay laser focused. Have you noticed lately that you've been a little bit off track, as if you just can't get things done? You tried certain things, but you aren't in the mood, and have you had an idea, but you saw what someone else was doing and was like, no, this just isn't for me. Or maybe you've been just a little off track with so much going on. And I know that you all have been a little overwhelmed, and it seems like things just aren't going your way. What I want you to do from here on out is to be laser focused, because the world needs your gift. The world needs your ability, and the world needs your mark. What I want you to know is that you have a special fingerprint that is specifically for you. No matter how many people there are in this world, your fingerprint is specifically for you. You are not a duplicate, but there is something particularly special about what you can do that no one else in the whole entire universe can do. When you realize that you have a gift, that business that you are supposed to design, or that person that you are supposed to become, is literally right there. But you have to realize that you need to stay laser focused. And when you are laser focused, you never come up with any excuses. When you are focused, you don't look at what others are doing. When you are focused, you don't compare yourself to anyone else. When you are focused, you don't get jealous. When you are focused, you get excited about your fellow sister who's excelling as well. When you are laser focused, you don't gossip. When you are laser focused, you are not in deceit. But when you are laser focused, you are willing and able to answer the call that is on your life. No longer are you ashamed about your gift. No longer are you holding your head down about the talent. No longer are you worried about what you could bring to the world, but you open yourself up to a world of possibilities. When you are laser focused, you know that you are unique. You know that you are special, and you know that there is something that you could do. It's almost like your ability is tailor-made for you. Your business is tailor-made for you. But what I want you to realize today is that you need to stay laser focused. So here are some of the ways that I have been able to stay laser focused, and I hope that you learn so much from this podcast episode. Now, the first thing that you should do when you are laser focused is you are going to be honest with yourself. Now, there is something special about being honest. When you accept yourself for who you are, you are honest when you are aware of who you are and where you are right now. When you are honest with yourself, you accept your flaws. When you are honest with yourself, you realize that people like you because, but you love yourself in spite of. I'll say that one more time. When you are honest with yourself, you realize that people like you because, but you like you in spite of. So let me explain a little bit of what I am saying. People like you because you may be smart. People may like you because you have a pretty smile. People may like you because you have a good personality. People may like you because, you know, you are a good friend. But when you like yourself in spite of, that's a different type of love. That's a different type of honesty. When you like yourself in spite of, you say, I like myself regardless if I have weave in my hair or not. When you like yourself in spite of, you say, I like myself with my double A breast size. When you realize that you like yourself in spite of, you say, I like myself in spite of, I love myself in spite of what others may think of me. When you love yourself in spite of, you say, I love myself because I accepted. Maybe you have accepted your vulnerability. Maybe you accepted that you may have some addictions. Maybe you've accepted that there was a time in your life where you were down and you were out and you didn't know how you were going to go from one place to the next. When you love yourself in spite of, you say, in spite of all the things that I've been through, I could still find my joy. So people may like you because you may be pretty, but you love yourself in spite of all of your difficulties that you've experienced in your life. So when I say that you are honest with yourself, that means that you are opening yourself to another realm, to a new possibility of what life really is, because you know what it feels like to be in the dark. And that's why you are taking baby steps each and every day. So when you are honest, you are no longer looking over your flaws. You are no longer hiding under your story. When you love yourself in spite of, you are no longer burying your gift, but you're giving birth to your gift. So when you are honest about your journey, when you are honest about who you are, when you are honest about your flaws, then that's when you will realize that things are going to take place. So you are no longer hiding with yourself. Now, it's almost like you are giving yourself permission to go to the next level. That's what honesty brings. Honesty brings clarity. Honesty brings another level of focus. That's how you could be laser focused when you are honest about your journey and realize that you don't have to show up being perfect. When you are honest, you realize that you could show up regardless of what others may think. You could show up even when your business isn't perfect, but you're still going to show up. That's what honesty is. And sometimes you may say, girlfriend, let me tell you, I'm not perfect. However, I'm still here. And that's what it means to be laser focused, okay? Is the first thing is honesty. Another way that you could stay laser focused is by speaking positive things over yourself. Now, these are things that I find myself doing all of the time. And the more I begin to talk to myself, the better I begin to feel. Now, some people say that you may have to speak over yourself. You may have to have different affirmations, prayers, songs, but whatever that is to you, you need to be able to say things to yourself so that you can stay laser focused. Because when you speak to yourself in the form of affirmations, that activates your subconscious mind for you to think differently about your circumstances, for you to think differently about your business, for you to think differently about yourself, for you to think differently about your life. So some of the things that you could begin to say over yourself so that you could stay laser focused is, I am consistent. God's favor is on my life. People want what I have to offer. I am clear. I am focused and I am committed to my dreams and my goals. I want you to begin to say some of these things to yourself so that when you feel like you are down and out, that these are some of the things that are going to pick you up. You can say things like, I live in the home of my dreams. I take the necessary steps that I need to stay committed to my goals. People pay me a premium price for what I have to offer. Each day I get better and better. I am consistent. I am lovable. I am likable. I give to those who are less fortunate. When you begin to say things over yourself over and over and over, day in and day out, now, the way that you could design your life to begin to say these things is maybe you could say your affirmations first thing in the morning when you first wake up in the morning, and then that way that it can set the tone for your day. So when you say things like God's favor is upon my life, when you say things like $1 million ideas is going to flow to me, but not only will they flow, but I will take the necessary steps that I need so that I could see my visions manifest. So that means that that is setting the tone for your day. And when you begin to set the tone for your day in the morning time, then that helps you to stay laser focused. But the reason why you aren't laser focused on your business, the reason why you lack motivation, the reason why you aren't where you want to be is because you aren't laser focused. So I am here to tell you, girlfriend, to my brothers and to my sisters, to get yourself back into alignment. When you get yourself back into alignment, that means that not only are you getting your business right? And business always isn't about becoming an entrepreneur, because we all like the term entrepreneur. We all like the term of the $1 million mindset. We all like the term of the girl boss. But what would it matter if you get all of these millions of dollars and then your mind still isn't right? Have you ever heard about all of those lottery winners that they would win millions of dollars, but within 5 years, they will still be broke? So when I say get back into alignment, get back where you are laser focused, I mean that you set the tone for your day by having affirmations. When I say get back laser focused, I mean I want you to be honest with yourself. When I say it's time for you to be laser focused, I want you to get to the place where nothing can shake you, nothing can break you. And regardless of what is going on in your life, it could be World War III, but you are saying, I am laser focused. What I want you to realize from here on out, if you literally want to see yourself live the life of your dreams, you have to stay laser focused. Now, when you are laser focused, that means that you have vision boards around you. So the question that I am asking you is, what are you seeing every day? What are you seeing your goals in the form of a vision board? Do you write your affirmations down? Do you have a journal that is around you where you could pick it up and write? Are there books in your reach where you could say, wow, I'm feeling a little low, I need to read a book? What do you see around you? So that is the third part about being laser focused. When you are laser focused, that means that you have your goals written. That means that you have your goals where you could see them. That means that when you are riding in your car, you could still see your vision. That's what it means to be laser focused, because you have that mindset. And when you are laser focused, you never get bored of mediocrity. I'll say that one more time, because you have to be mediocre. And it sounds so bad to say, golly, you mean I got to do the same thing over and over and over and over again? And the answer is yes. If you want to be a part of the 1%, then you have to do what the 99% of the other people are not doing. That means that if you really, really, really want to lose the weight, then you have to exercise every single day. How many times have you seen where it's like, oh, things just doesn't pop up, but you have to plan for them. You have to prepare for them. So mediocrity means that you're working out every day because you want the results. Mediocrity means that you don't mind reading an extra 20 minutes every single day because you want to gain knowledge. Mediocrity means that you don't mind saying your affirmations every single day, because when you speak over yourself, they are molding you and shaping you. Those words are really channeling your mind so that you could become the man and the woman that you need to be. When you are mediocre, that means that you don't mind eating your fruits and your vegetables every single day, because you know that your body fuels you. When you are mediocre and when you are laser focused, that means that you are doing the thing that the 1% do. And in order for you to reach that level of success, in order for you to be the 1%, You have to do what 99% of other people aren't doing. Because you know what other people are doing? They are saying they don't feel like it today. You know what others are doing? You know what the other 99% are doing? They're saying, I'm tired. They're saying, I don't feel inspired. They're saying, I want to watch TV. They're saying, I want to gossip. They're saying, I want to see what others are doing. What the 99% are doing, they are not laser focused. But girlfriend, I am here to tell you that when you are laser focused, you say things like, I don't mind investing in myself. And that's one of the things why we feel and we see and you see that you aren't excelling the way that you want to, because a lot of times people feel like they have to DIY it. Have you ever seen those people? They're like, DIY, you know, I'm a do my own wedding. I'm going to do my own decorations. I'm going to write my own plans. No. When you are laser focused, that means that you invest in yourself. And when I mean invest in yourself, investing in yourself is more than just buying someone's program. Investing in yourself means that you are eating the right foods. Investing in yourself means that you are paying attention to your children, because when you pay attention to your children, you are nurturing yourself. Investing in yourself means taking time to be at the altar to pray for things to come. So when I say invest in yourself, I mean more than just investing into my program or someone else's program. I mean invest into your mind. Speak positive things over your mind. So when I say that you need to invest, you need to invest in multiple ways so that you could stay laser focused. So from here on out, your goal is to stay laser focused. Your goal is whenever you see yourself getting off track, for you to say, wait a minute, I'm getting just a little too far. Because not all the time are you going to have someone to pick you up. Not all the time are you going to have someone to say an encouraging word over you. Not all the time is your spouse going to support you. Not all the time is your friend going to support you. You're not always going to feel like doing it. But when you stay laser focused, you say that regardless if things are rocky or not, when you are laser focused, you say, regardless of who supports me or not. When you are laser focused, you say, regardless of who laughs at you, regardless of who likes, regardless of who shares, regardless of the story that is behind my flaws, you go out anyway. So today is a wake up call for you to stay laser focused. I challenge you to do something that you've never done before. I challenge you to start that business. I challenge you to do that workout. I challenge you to say affirmations over yourself. I challenge you to find a coach and invest into your business and let someone plant seeds into your life so that they could strategically help you move into the place of business. I challenge you to do things that you have never done before. I challenge you to read a book to your child. I challenge you to spend more time with your husband. I challenge you to spend more time on the altar. I challenge you to speak over your life and see what things are going to come. I challenge you to be mediocre so that you can see that one day that weight is going to fall all off of you. I challenge you to save your money so that by the end of next year you could see the fruit of your labor. I challenge you to stay laser focused. Everybody wants results, but no one wants to make the commitment. Everybody wants to see the change, but nobody wants to be the change. Everyone wants to say, these are the things that I want to do, but nobody's taking the steps to actually do them. So I'm here to tell you to be laser focused. I'm here to tell you to make sure that you are the next generation of wealth. I'm here to challenge you to create something for your children that they could stand on and be proud of. I challenge you on today to stay laser focused. Now, when you stay laser focused, all of these things are a part of a rich life. Now, a lot of times, a lot of people say, Alicia, what is a rich life? A rich life is not only about the business, but it's about the mind, the body, the soul, and the business. There is no way that you could run a successful business and not take care of your mind. There is no way that you could run a successful business and not take care of your soul. There is no way that you could run a successful business and not take care of your family. Everything is one. So I challenge you to be laser focused. And yes, sometimes you may feel like you are a little overwhelmed, But I promise that if you go at a pace, that things will work for you. I promise that if you don't live in an era of perfection, but you say that I show up with my flaws, I show up with my scars, I show up being abused, I show up when I don't feel like it, I show up even when I struggle with alcohol, I show up even when I don't know which way I should turn, I show up when I'm broke, I show up when I'm incompetent, I show up when I am abused, I show up when I'm almost homeless, I show up when I don't know what else I am going to do, I show up. And that's what it means when you are laser focused. So I challenge you today to share this message with one person that is a little off track. Share it with your business bestie and say, girlfriend, I want you to get back on track. Because the thing about it is when you share, you're sowing a seed. And I don't know why people are so afraid to sow better seeds, because if you sow one seed, then that means that someone else gets the seed. And that means that the word is spreading about a rich life, about how you are taking the turns to change your life every single day. So, girlfriend, I'm so excited to see what laser focus means to you. I'm so excited to see the journey that you are going to take. I'm so excited to see that business that you are going to start. And I am so excited to see how your life is going to change from here on out, because you are laser focused. And when you are laser focused, you are honest with yourself. When you are laser focused, you have affirmations that you say every day. And when you are laser focused, you don't mind being mediocre. Thank you so much for listening to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. I challenge you to go to the website www.arichlife.co. Join the conversation. Thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends, with your family, with your coworkers, with your sorority sisters. Thank you for leaving us a 5-star review, and make sure that you write a review if any part of this episode resonated with you today. Thank you so much for sharing, and I will see you all next week. Live a rich life, mind, body, soul, and business. I am your host, Alicia Richard, and I'll see you next week.
I know you hear me calling. I know you hear. You feel my pain.